Betty Levette just released a stunning recording of Strange Fruit that will be on her new album, Blackbirds. I asked her if she remembered when she first heard the song.
I was still a kid, but I had a record. And I had a manager who admonished me immediately. He said, "You're cute, you got a cute booty and a little waistline." I said, "But you're going to have to learn how to sing if you intend to do this for the rest of your life." He said, "You may never be a star, but you will be able to do this the rest of your life if you will learn to do it correctly and learn lots and lots of songs." And he made me sit down and listen to everyone. I hated at 17. That would be Billie Holiday, Sarah Vaughan, Diana Washington. And I said, "You just want me to listen to this because you want me to be old like you."
Did it have an impact on you, or was it just some old
stuff? None whatsoever. I associated it immediately with Down South. I thought I was blessed and protected because I was in Detroit. And it was just like somebody telling me about something that had happened down south, which we heard all the time because everybody in Detroit was from down south.
It is very harrowing still to hear the song. What is it like to sing it?
It puts me in the moment. And the musicians, I told them, they sound like they were standing next to the tree, the way that they're playing. It's such weird sounds. We recorded the tune several months ago, and we had an order in which they were going to release the singles. And then all of this with George Floyd in Atlanta and everything started to happen. I said, "The thing I can't believe is that we recorded the tune as an old tune and it became timely before it could come out." I didn't want it to just seem like I was cashing in on this perpetual misery. But what I wanted to cash in on is the fact that it is a perpetual misery. When they stopped saying unarmed black man and started using the word lynch, I said, "This is incredible that I would have a timely tune that was recorded in 1935.
And you would use that term too. It feels like lynchings.
That particular one with George Floyd, with everybody standing around, with it being in the middle of the day, you know, it looks like some pictures we've seen. It's just that nobody was hanging anywhere. But as I said, when we recorded it, it was a sad and dreadful tune, but it wasn't timely.
Did you just want people to hear the song because it's timely, or are you hoping that you can?
No, I wanted them to be absolutely shocked and appalled as I was. Lynching's not supposed to be going on.
Do you also hope to affect some kind of change?
Oh, I'd like to think that that would happen. I don't know how true that is. And I would like to think even that some people who haven't looked at this as closely because it's not happened to them and their people, who might like my voice or who might hear the pain in my voice. And I'd be glad to even think that. I certainly don't know that that will happen, but I would be happy to think it. My husband is Irish, and when he talks about his coming up and some of the things that he and his terrible friends did and just got taken home by the police.
As you said, we're still dealing with this 80 years after Strange Fruit was written. How hopeful are you for the future of this country?
Marcy, how hopeful are you for the future of this country?
Right.
We kind of are all in the same kind of quagmire right now. I'm glad to see many of the things that are happening. I mean, just the other day, all of these whites in Iowa and all 15 of the blacks that live there were marching. And I just broke down crying. My husband said, "I thought you'd be happy." I said, "I am. That's why I'm crying."
I wonder if it's the relentless nature of the protest that's getting white America to join.
Oh, I think that and the young people. Young people are relentless. You know how they can get on your nerves. So I think the repetitiveness of the marches and young people themselves, they are really driving this and feel differently. If someone called me a nigger, my granddaughter would feel completely different about it than I do. She'd be more insulted. It would be like, "The nerve of you." Mine, it would be more like, "Well, you know that hurts, so why would you do that?" or whatever. But hers would be like a completely different thing. And I think that they're approaching this differently. And many young whites think that it's ridiculous as well. And I did, the whole thing just feels completely different this time. I may be wrong, but it feels so different.
It's so interesting what you said about young people. So you're saying you would be hurt, but she has more a sense of her entitlement and just would not stand for it.
Yes, yes. They feel much more entitled than we did. My husband and I were talking about Barack Obama and Donald Trump. And I said, I don't care who the black man is in this country. I don't care how much money he has. If he is over 50, there is something in him that prohibits him from acting like Donald Trump. There's just a permission that we don't have. I think the next Barack Obama, if that's the way he wants to act, will feel more like it. But there's just a thing in us as black people that doesn't feel entitled as Donald Trump is. Or as Donald Trump feels he is. And my mother, who died at 91 years old, less than 20 years ago, her conversation, she was born and raised on a plantation. She sounds totally different than I do.
So your mother's roots were in the South, and Strange Fruit focuses on the South. The first line in the song is, "Southern trees bear a strange fruit." What was your experience early in your career performing in the South?
My first record came out in 1962, immediately hit to the South. It was rhythm and blues. I was with Clyde McFadder, the Drifters, Benny King. I met up with Otis Redding, whose first record was on the same label as mine. Both of our first records had just been released. He was from Georgia. I remember when he got his first credit card and took me to dinner, and we both were afraid to use the damn credit card. Truly, this is true. And I remember my mother saying, "You keep your big mouth shut and keep your head down when y'all are going through Mississippi. Don't be saying nothing to nobody and asking nobody no questions." So I was sent off on my first tour frightened.
Throughout your career, do you think you faced more racism or sexism?
Probably I faced more racism in that. Perfect example, I had a record in 1969 called He Made a Woman Out of Me. It made Cashbox and Billboard, did really well, but of course it got no white airplay until Bobby Gentry did it 6 months later and it became a number one record because everybody in the world heard it and only the people who listened to black radio heard mine.
Do you feel like you're evoking all of those experiences of yours when you sing Strange Fruit?
I'm hoping that I'm making some different people feel about it differently and look at it differently. I don't know that it brings up anything, especially to blacks my age. I'm hoping that the people who need to be made aware can just think of the human side of it.
Strange Fruit is timely, but it's also historical. Do you think it's important just in and of itself that we remember this song?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I think that if you don't know anyone anywhere who's been hung, you need to listen to this because we all know somebody somewhere who has been lynched. I remember when I was 11 and seeing that picture of Emmett Till in the jet. I can see it just as clearly right this moment as I saw it that day. I've never seen that happen to a white child who's only 12 or 13. Southern trees bear a strange fruit, blood on the leaves, blood at the root,
black body's swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Pastoral scenes of the gallant South, bulging eyes and twisted mouths, the scent of magnolias, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burnt flesh. To pluck the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, the sun to rise, for the trees to drop. Here is a strange and bitter. It's a bitter crop. It's a bitter crop.